This recording, Sinaloa 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old Sioux in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleecy jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with the goods waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with the cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millinery lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Sinaloa is a place where I was born. It's pretty much a weather like, you know, Texas. It gets hot, it gets humid. Summers are like 100 degrees easily, with humidity of 95 constantly. It's well, I did it for many years, and we didn't have air conditioning when I was a kid. No, they do now. It's funny, I go back now and the people, because now they had air conditioning for years, but I never knew Sinaloa with air conditioning. So I know, for me going back, it's like I'm going back to the hot weather, the humidity, and everything. So I prepare myself for it, you know. And then I get there, and everybody's like, "Oh no, it's too hot. You know, we gotta get into air conditioning." I'm like, "No, you guys are crazy. I want the heat. I want the humidity. I want to feel it." So just stay wet all the time. Either sweating or just wet yourself.